breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica and Evan in the morning on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
Louisiana is in a race to the first Buc-ee's right now. We have two locations under construction.
So Lafayette announced, hey, we're going to do... Now, Lafayette came out to basically say they're going to beat Ruston to it.
That's what they said. And Ruston said, no, we got this. So I remember when Ruston first announced their Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
I was still living in Ruston. They told us it'll be done at the start of 2025.
That was a lie.
We're over halfway through 2025 now.
Aren't they saying 2026 now?
We just got an update this morning from the Ruston mayor. He said they're pushing it back to January 2027, which would have lost to Lafayette if it weren't for the fact Lafayette just had to push it back by another 2 months. Lafayette won't be open until late 2028. That's what they're saying, at least. Well, we've only got until January of 2027 for the Ruston Buc-ee's, which is still massively disappointing because that's like 2 years too late for me because I don't live there anymore. But I'll still make the trip. Come on, we need a Buc-ee's. I am scared, though.
What?
It's going to ruin the allure of Buc-ee's because there's going to be one just down the road.
Bruh,
it won't be a road trip anymore.
No, you speak for yourself. I am going there for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm. I drive to Jefferson, Texas for barbecue.
You know what? I don't live in Ruston anymore, so when I go to visit my friends, I'll make an excuse for it then.
There
it
is.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? We're Chica and Evan in the morning. Cracker Barrel just broke everyone's hearts and then apologized like 2 days later.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't see, Cracker Barrel, America's old home country store, announced that they were going to have a new logo and they were going to redesign all the stores to look more modern. Something
yes.
like you look at those new McDonald's buildings and it's all like clean cut corners and white bricks and stuff like that. That's what Cracker Barrel was moving to. And they were going to destroy the old style that everyone knows and loves. And then when everyone said, hey guys, we're no longer eating here, they said, I'm sorry, here's the old logo. Have it back, please.
You need to understand something, though. Most of my, and Bestie Bailey has been a part of this. Hello, Bestie Bailey.
Hi.
We have a friend who's black who loves to send us the TikToks of black people going to Cracker Barrel.
Oh, boy.
And
oh boy.
He is obsessed with these. He'll find them and send them to us, and I finally had to be like, Kennedy, stop. Like, well, it's Neighbor Kennedy. And Neighbor Kennedy finds it hilarious. So now that this happened, he called it. He was like, watch. They're gonna do this, and it's gonna tick off everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not
because
what he said.
Let's not take. Don't change what's not broken.
Exactly.
Okay, leave it alone.
And you know what's crazy? Neighbor Kennedy said the same thing. He goes, "Nah, if I'm going to Cracker Barrel, I want that experience."
Yes.
And I said, "What is wrong with you?
I want to be able to sit in the rocking chair, shop in the little shop, and eat my pancakes and peas.
Like
Let
Waffle
me alone.
House, except you feel like an old person instead of like you're gonna get attacked by a stranger.
Like I feel like if you go eat at Cracker Barrel, you have to audibly be like, when you get up, like grunt.
You
know, when you sit down and get up and you got to play the part. But have we ever seen, and this may be, I can't think of any big company that has ever crawfished that back, like
ooh,
back
yeah.
that fast.
They're crawfishing like a man.
Okay, but, have you ever done something, right? Like made a big announcement. Right? Where you're like, oh yeah, like absolutely. We're, and then all of a sudden you had to pull a, are we going to call this pulling a Cracker Barrel? Okay.
Pulling a CB.
Yeah. Have you ever pulled a Cracker Barrel? Please let us know. 800-9436.
More of the hits you love continues next. K94.5.
Available to those who qualify.
The mourning continues in Minneapolis, where two children were killed, several others wounded during a shooting at a Catholic school. The gunman died by suicide. Good news on the crime-fighting front. Shreveport moving full steam ahead on a third police substation. Bids are now in for the Cedar Grove operation. Price tag $1.79 million. Complex to be built at the park at West 70th and St. Vincent. Two more deaths in Louisiana from the flesh-eating Vibrio bacteria. That's 6 deaths in the state so far this year. Traffic woes in Shreveport. Southbound lanes of the Clyde Fant Parkway at the Jimmy Davis Bridge will close September 8th for about 2 weeks. Speaking of roads, the work on I-20 in Bossier about 90% complete. DOTD officials say the highway is still on track to be complete late this year or early next year. Time for Friday Night Lights, the Bossier High School Jamboree happening tomorrow night at Airline. Good luck to all the teams. Sting reportedly being sued by his former Police bandmates over alleged lost royalties from their hit song, Every Breath You Take. I'm Erin McCarty from 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Storm chances going up this afternoon. Potential for severe weather and heavy rain as we roll through tonight and into the day on Friday. 95 our high today. Scattered showers and storms on the increase here this afternoon. Numerous showers and thunderstorms tonight, 74. Heavy rain and thunderstorms for tomorrow, 82. Morning showers and storms on Saturday, 87. Retreat a wedding at the Weather Channel.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning. Coming up at 6:50, it's your 6:50 feel-good moment.
So we get it. The news out there is far from great, and every time you turn on the news, it's just horrible. So we decided, why don't we just highlight something good happening in your life? It's your turn to share, boo. 800-9436.
Listen, baby girl, I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl, once you get a dose of dough, you gon' want some more. So listen, baby girl, when I make it, I want you there, want you there, yeah.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. It's Chica and Evan in the morning, and we're looking to feel good on the 50.
All right, so shout out to my niece Vivian, a little help from her sister Penelope.
Okay.
They decided that I'm not doing feel good on the 50s right, and
okay.
In turn, you're not doing it right either, Evan.
Huh.
So this is what they would like. They would like us to play 30 seconds of this song because my niece Vivian said that this will make everybody feel good.
Okay, so this next request brought to you by Vivian for Feel Good on the 50.
Here we go.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and
something to say? Call Chica and Evan now. 894. Waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
It's time for three things you need to know before you go.
One.
Justin Bieber and the Kid Laroi have been spotted together in the studio, sparking all kinds of rumors. Is there a new collaboration in the works? You got to understand, I want this so bad because their hit Stay, to me, was one of the best Justin Bieber collabs of all time. All right? That and when he collaborated with Rascal Flatts.
Okay.
I'm kidding. But no, for real though, it was one of my favorites. And now we're just sitting here eagerly awaiting. Are they going to pop out with something? Is it going to be in a week? Is it going to be in a year?
I think he'll give it some time. He just dropped a new album. I mean, what's the rush? I know that new album is fire, too.
Two.
Shreveport ghost hunting fans, if you're a nerd like me who grew up way too obsessed with, like, ghost hunting TV shows.
Nerd!
This is a big name for you. Josh Gates. You might remember him from shows like Ghost Hunters
or Ghost Nation. I know who that is.
Yeah. He was also in a bunch of shows like Legendary Location and Expedition Unknown. He's headed to Shreveport.
Why? No. We don't need him here. If anything, we do need him here.
He's not doing investigations. He's just telling stories. He is going to be putting on a road
show. Look at this. Look at this. Right here.
The goosebumps. He's going to be at the Municipal Auditorium in October. He's just telling stories.
No, that is the worst place he could go. The Muni is also haunted.
But
most haunted place of all.
He's just telling stories. He's not conjuring spirits or anything. We're going to be okay.
That's what you think. I'm going to send you. Okay, so Bestie Bailey was so excited. Obviously, she has been a hardcore Swiftie for a long time. One thing that she brought up yesterday when we were talking about, you know, the craziness of the engagement was that Ralph Lauren dress that Taylor Swift was wearing.
I was going to say, Ralph Lauren's not like the fanciest of fancy brands. That kind of surprised me.
You
got
to understand. $398 dress to us is super fancy, but to somebody like Taylor Swift, it's no biggie, right?
She rides a private jet to go to McDonald's all the time. Like
Come on now.
$300 dress.
Anyway, I digress. Hold on. So, the $398 dress that Bestie Bailey called would be sold out. She was in line. Sold out within 20 minutes on the Ralph Lauren website once Swifties found out where it was, what it was, and all that craziness. All I'm saying is, you just need Taylor Swift to wear something of yours once.
All right, it's time for someone to sit on the big couch. Woo-hoo! Group therapy with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
All right, Katie girl, you are on the big couch. Sister, what is going on in your world?
Well, my boyfriend and I have been together for a while, but we did just move in together. Things are going fine, but he works a morning job, and he wakes up at, like, I don't know, the butt crack of dawn, before dawn.
Yeah, when it starts.
Yeah, so, like, 4 a.m., he's awake, and he's in the shower, which is totally fine, you know, do your thing, gotta get to work.
Right.
He's been really disturbing me lately. The first couple times it wasn't a big deal, but he's been bringing his Bluetooth speaker into the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah. He's literally listening to his music as, like, I guess he's trying to be respectful and keeping it a little quiet is what he thinks, but the bedroom shares a wall with the bathroom, specifically where the bed is. And he puts it in this spot in the corner by the sink, and it amplifies the sound for him, and he doesn't realize how loud it is. Again, shower, water running. He can't hear it the way I can. It drives me insane. I'm literally losing sleep over this guy.
Yeah. Oh my God. My girlfriend just took my Bluetooth speaker to solve this. So before we get to that point, let's see if we've got some advice from anyone who knows how to defuse a bomb before it goes off. So 894-36 or inside the free K94.5 app. How do we mediate this?
Got some advice? Message Chica and Evan inside the free K94.5 app or call 800.
The Wedding at the Weather Channel.
All right, it's time for someone to sit on the big couch. Group therapy with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
We got Katie on the big couch this morning. She's calling in because her and her boyfriend are just living in together now.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up maybe an hour or two before her, from what I think, and he showers every single morning.
What else does he do?
Loves to listen to his music in the shower. I like to imagine he sings in the shower, too.
I am all for a wonderful concert.
Yeah,
like, I am.
Absolutely.
And go enjoy that concert, baby. But if I am sleeping and we are in the master and I could hear, I'm just saying, I would choke
That's
somebody.
What Katie pointed out is the bedroom wall and the bathroom wall are very thin, and every single morning she has to hear his Bluetooth speaker every single morning.
Okay, we should not read this on the air.
Uh-oh, okay, okay.
But Spencer in Bossier said, this sounds like you need a toaster.
This kind of happened to me a while back. My girlfriend had to take my Bluetooth speaker because I would wake her up in the shower.
What?
Except I was showering after she would go to bed. So
okay, that's annoying. Like, that is...
So without taking his Bluetooth speaker away and without killing someone.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
How can we help mediate this situation?
We clearly
894-36 or inside the free K94.5 app.
Hold on. I just want you guys to notice that this is the only time Evan and I are on the same side of history where we're the annoying ones.
Vance in Bossier City, what's your advice to group therapy this morning?
I'm going to say start getting him into podcasts. Like, I mean, if anybody knows the kind of things that he's interested in, it would be you. And you can easily translate those interests into some kind of podcast. And a podcast is going to be a lot less loud because it's just talking and stuff like that. I think that would be a much better option.
Leslie in Houghton, Sister Girl, best advice for this?
Why is he showering that early? Like, if he's got a job that he's going to be dirty anyway, he should be showering after.
Mm.
But, like, how rude of him to have a Bluetooth speaker blaring through the walls at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, no one's up at that time. The people that are, I mean, have problems, okay?
Yeah,
if
no.
If he wants to listen to that music, he could put AirPods on. You know, if he gets electrocuted, that's on him. You know, whatever.
Katie, we've heard all the advice from our listeners this morning in group therapy. What do you think you're going to do now?
You know, I appreciate everyone's input. I clearly am either going to need to give him an ultimatum. Like, it's either you... there's two options. You either stop listening to music in the morning, or you get shower headphones. I guess I'll give him a third option. You can shower at night.
Okay. I mean, you know what? That's kind of what I started
shower
resorting to.
I don't know.
I get up way before my girlfriend, so it's been like just shower after work before I go to bed. Yeah, it sucks and it's not the same, but at the end of the day, I don't have a cranky girlfriend, so I call that a win.
Exactly. Would you rather be cranky or would you rather me be cranky? I think I'm way worse.
There we go. That's the best way to put it.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. Good morning. We are Chica and Evan. And sometimes you need a little feel-good moment,
yeah,
right? And I'm always like, hey, we should escape Shreveport. And then my bank account goes, nah, fam. My bank account's always like, girl, you can stay right here. I can't even afford some hotels in town, okay? But luckily for me, Sarah McDaniel came into town and said, all right, Minden, I'm going to transform. By the way, if you haven't seen the epic video, shout out to you, ma'am. You created one of the most beautiful spaces that I've ever experienced. And I hate to use the word cheap, but it was one of the most inexpensive trips I've ever taken. So Villas at Spanish Court, obviously that's what's making me feel good. I came back telling everybody about it. Tell me why so many people love the Villas at Spanish Court.
Gosh, well, first of all, it's Spanish-style architecture. And you don't find that in Northwest Louisiana.
Correct.
Right? They were abandoned for 40 years. I took them and created this cozy, warm, inviting space that's colorful, joyful. You got string lights, solo stoves, full kitchens, lavender flowing when you walk in, and it's just so incredibly cozy.
So, I mean, all I'm saying is go check it out, right? It's villas@spanishcourt.com?
Mindenstays.com.
It's Mindenstays.com, so make sure you check that out. Book your Shreveport escape today. Who knows? You may see Sarah McDaniel skipping up and down the brick streets. You never know.
If you have peanut allergies, be careful when you tune in to Chica and Emmett in the morning. They're nuts. Mornings from 6 to 10 on K94.5.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? We're Chica and Emmett in the morning.
All right, so Bestie Bailey, you sent me a very weird text. And you said, what if my baby's ugly?
Yeah.
Would you tell me? Is that what this is about?
Yeah, I have my own group therapy. I know
this is not a group therapy. What is going through? You said like it kept
mini.
You up at night.
For anyone who has been pregnant.
Okay, by the way, if you don't know Bessie Bailey, we're having a little baby, Ella.
Ella Catherine. She will be here in January.
Aww.
Anybody who's pregnant knows that you do not sleep. And while you don't sleep, you think about stuff. And last night, it hit me. What if my baby's ugly?
Now, are you thinking about this because I just had a niece?
So cute.
Are you saying that, though? Ooh! Are you lying to... Wait! Hold on! Hold on! I've been showing pictures of my brand new niece. Now, granted, when she barely came out, she looked like a little plucked chicken alien thing.
Because here's the deal. A fat baby's cute. A skinny baby? Not cute.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Now, I do have to say, I am very, very lucky. I got a, oh gosh. So my friend Tiffany and I,
yeah,
my best friend from back home, we used to send each other pictures of ugly babies.
You're going
to
have an ugly baby.
Hold on. Oh, and she stopped it. She stopped it like 2 years before she had Francis. And Frankie baby is the cutest baby in the world. But she told me, she was like, Chica, we can't keep sending each other. So
yeah.
I never started that with you.
Right. And I normally don't, I really don't talk about kids because I'm like, I would never want my kid to do that.
I don't think I could tell you if your baby was ugly.
Like, but here's the deal. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. Already mothers. Call in.
800-9430.
Go to the app, whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Your baby's born. You think that baby is so beautiful.
Hillary said that you could be holding that little alien and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever
seen. But known. Has anyone ever thought, ugh. Like, I'm not saying you look at pictures 6 months later and be like, okay, yeah, my baby was ugly.
I think there's a TikTok trend though. I gotta find it for you where it's like me thinking that I had the cutest baby in the world and it shows like their baby present and then it shows their baby like as soon as they popped out, and these babies do look like aliens.
So for people who do not know, I am 5 foot tall. My father's child is 6'3", 330 pounds, very big man. Yesterday we go to the doctor and she says, I don't know if you know this or not, but this baby's going to be big. So I hope that I will have a fat, cute baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I think all babies are disgusting, though.
Okay. Wow.
You're not. I know who's not coming to the hospital.
Absolutely. I'm going to be there lying and saying I'm the father. Like, let me in. I'm the father of this child.
Literally calling security.
Yeah. As football guy's going to be like, listen, you need to sit this one out, kid. Yeah. All right. So I feel like in moms, 894-36, I feel like what you're going through, several moms might call and be like, hey, this is just your pregnancy hormones lying to you.
Okay.
I feel like every mom has thought about this.
894-K94.5, we are Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time once again to feel good on the 50.
All right, so if there is something that has been happening in your life and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to tell somebody. You know, sometimes you achieve something and you feel like it's too braggy? Where can I? Brag with us. Brag to us. Celebrate with us. Let us be DeLulu with you. So, what's making you feel good this morning?
894-36, or you can always hit us up inside the free K94.5 app.
All right, Annie, tell us what's making you feel good today.
Man, it is farmer's market weather. Do you know what I mean? Like sundresses, and I know it's hot, but I'm just so grateful that winter is over, and it's just beautiful. The sun makes me so happy. I'm just so happy about the weather.